In this lesson, we are talking about churches, venues, couples, families, and word-of-mouth relationships. A wedding officiant practice grows through trust. Trust is built one relationship at a time. Many officiants think visibility means advertising. Advertising may have a place, but in ministry, trust usually grows through relationships. People watch how you serve, they listen to how you speak, they notice whether you are clear, humble, prepared, and dependable. Let's begin with churches. A local church may become a strengthening partner for your wedding officiant practice. A pastor or church board may appreciate your desire to serve couples, especially if you can explain your role clearly. Churches may need trained officiants who can support marriage ministry, serve couples connected to the congregation, or help couples who are not yet connected to a church. When approaching a church, do not sound demanding. Do not assume the church owes you a platform. Instead, explain your calling and ask how you might serve in alignment with the church's mission. You might say, "I am a Christian Leaders Alliance ordained wedding officiant, and I am developing a local wedding officiant practice. I would like to serve brides and grooms with biblical clarity, prayer, and responsible preparation. I would be glad to learn whether this could support the church's marriage ministry in any appropriate way." That is humble and clear. Now think about venues. Venues often work with many couples and many officiants. A venue coordinator may not share your theology, but they will notice whether you are professional, kind, timely, and easy to work with. Do you arrive early? Do you respect the venue schedule? Do you communicate clearly? Do you avoid creating confusion? Do you treat staff with dignity? A Christian witness is not only in the words spoken during the ceremony, it is also in the way the officiant treats the people serving behind the scenes. Now think about couples. The bride and groom are the heart of the practice. They are not projects. They are embodied souls preparing for covenant life. Serve them with attention. Listen well. Explain the process. Help them feel guided, not pressured. A couple who feels respected may tell others, "Our officiant helped us understand the meaning of Christian marriage and made the process peaceful." That kind of word of mouth matters. Now think about families. Families can be joyful, complicated, supportive, controlling, wounded, or anxious. The officiant should not become the family mediator, but the officiant can model calm presence. A kind greeting, clear rehearsal guidance, and dignified ceremony leadership can build trust with family members. Finally, think about word of mouth. Word of mouth grows when people experience faithful service, but word of mouth can also be damaged by confusion. If people do not understand your role, they may misrepresent it. If your process is disorganized, they may hesitate to recommend you. This is why topic 11 connects with earlier topics. Purpose, scope, workflow, boundaries, and documentation all affect visibility. A wedding officiant practice becomes trusted when people repeatedly see the same qualities: biblical conviction, warmth, clarity, dependability, civil responsibility, humility, respect, pastoral steadiness. You do not need to push your ministry aggressively. Serve faithfully, explain clearly, build relationships patiently, honor churches, respect venues, care for couples, be calm with families. Over time, trust can become one of the strongest forms of visibility your ministry has.